It is time for us to check sports. That means it's time to bring in Mike Cossey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So I have to kind of punt here because I do not have, like I said, the computer that I normally look at.
Technology.
And it's these stupid Windows 10 updates. It's just the worst. It's absolute worst.
Oh, I shut it down and started over again because this way it screws them up.
I tell you, just amazing. Well, last night we both got a winner.
Yeah, Oakland won 26-24. I went to sleep. They were winning better than that, so I was surprised the score was this close because, once again, Phillip Rivers, he's the man. He threw. I saw the beginning of the game. He threw a pick six. I'm like, that a boy. So we won courtesy of Phillip Rivers last night.
All right, so we've got three games to pick for Sunday, and we'll start off.
Can you even do it?
No, I can't do it. I can't. They're just so both so bad. We're talking about the Giants and Jets game. I'm going to take Green Bay at home against, what is it, the Jaguars?
I took Green Bay as well against
okay.
Carolina.
All right. So I'll take it there. And I'll take, oh, gosh. This thing, just bear with me. I'm trying to do this off my phone here, Mike, it's tough. All right.
No, take your time.
I will take Kansas City over Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And my final game will be the Ravens over the Bengals.
Okay. Wow, we only got one the same this week. I'm with Green Bay over Carolina. I'm taking Indianapolis against Miami. Miami won their game for the year. They're shot. And I'm taking New Orleans over Atlanta. I'm 1-7 against the 7-1. So New Orleans, Indianapolis and Green Bay. Those are my three picks.
All right. So that's where we stand there. Where do you want to go in sports?
The Rangers won again last night. That's newsworthy. They won on the road against Carolina 4-2. So now they won three games in a row. Break up the dynasty. Devils lost to Calgary last night, and in overtime, the Islanders finally lost the game. Pittsburgh beat them 4-3.
All right. There's a lead story about NHL and the problem of cocaine in the league.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, it's does the NHL have a growing problem with cocaine?
Well, you know,
according to a report published in The Athletic, cocaine and ecstasy are becoming increasingly – cocaine and ecstasy are popular amongst the population. And the population, folks, includes, may I remind you, athletes. So just do a general story on the population, not just breaking it down to athletes, because that's – see, there's an asinine way to look at news. You just can't take one segment of society and talk about a cocaine problem or an ecstasy problem. Guess what? It's across the board. So,
well,
anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Did they do the same test among basketball, football, and baseball players? Did they do the same thing?
Yeah,
well, you know, I guess, you know, hockey's one of those sports that they don't do much wrong in. So I guess the media felt lonely about that. They wanted to include them in something.
Right.
So they made up another probable fake news story because, like you said, it doesn't just apply to hockey players. It applies to everybody.
Yeah. It's across the board. I mean, you just can't talk about a drug problem and not have it go across the board, athletes and non-athletes. All right, that's that. So there's not much else really to talk about, but is there any horse racing at all this weekend?
Yeah, we got some, but I ran out of ink last night. So I got two races done, and the third one I'm just going to do right off the screen. So in Aqueduct this weekend, hopefully they're staying on the turf. I think they are. We didn't get that much rain down this way. The eighth race yesterday around 3:20. When the eighth race goes off at 3:20, you know we're heading into winter.
Yeah, right.
It's a mile on the turf. A couple horses I'm looking on here. One is the four horse, Just Howard. Ran a real even race for Graham Motion down at Laurel last time out in one of their grade threes. Gets a big jockey change to Jose Ortiz at 10-1. This horse is definitely going to be a must-use on my ticket. Another horse I'm using here is going to be, where do we go here? I lost the other page. Ooh, the five horse, Curlin's Honor. There's a lot of speed in this race, and these two horses set up as a closer. So I'm going to use the 4, Just Howard, the 5, Curlin's Honor, and then when you drop down into the inside, Chad Brown's horse, the 1 horse, another horse coming out of the same Laurel race, ran 2nd in that race. I think this horse has a big shot, too. So the 1-4-5 Exacta box is the play for me in the 8th race at Aqueduct tomorrow. 9th race is another turf stake. This one is going 6 furlongs. 3 horses I'm looking at in here. One's dropped down on a rail, a horse that's been running down in Maryland and Virginia. The 1, So Street, comes in here at 12-1. And then 2 horses on the outside, the 11, Mystic Lancelot. This horse has run north of the border and at Keeneland on the turf, as well as Saratoga. Has a nice close of foot here in a 6-1 with Johnny Velasquez. Looks pretty good. And the other horse with another deep closer going 6 furlongs. I think this horse has a good shot to get up at a big price. That's the 12 horse, Prince of Thieves. So a 1-11-12 at Aqueduct in the 9th. And then the one off the computer is at Churchill Downs. It's the... What race is this? Got to move the computer. Don't freeze on the computer. The 10th race, the Commonwealth, the grade 3 going 1/16. There's an awful lot of speed in this race. 3 horses I'm looking at to close, all pretty decent prices. 1 is the 7, Tracksmith, trained by Joe Sharp. This horse ran in the Jefferson Cup, ran 2nd at Churchill Downs in the fall meet. This horse is at 5-1, definitely going to be closing late. And then, again, heading way to the outside, 2 horses I'm going to use. 1 with Julian Leperu, who's been riding real good lately. The 13, Faraway Kitten, 6-1, with 3 starts at Churchill on the turf with a win in 2/3. And the horse right next door, big, big price for Ian Hardy, the 14, Journeyman. This horse shows closing kicks at Arlington Park, Tampa Bay, and Kentucky Downs in the 3 starts on the turf. On the turf, this horse, like I said, had 3 starts with the win in a 2nd. So there's a lot of upside on this horse. And at 20-1, I'm going to use a lot of upside. So in this race, which goes off tomorrow at 5:36, because Churchill Downs has lights, I'm going to go with a 7-13-14 Exacta box. So we still got a little bit of grass racing in the north, but not for much longer.
No, not with the not with temperatures in the 20s. I don't know if it's in the 20s where you are, but it's in the 20s here.
Yeah, probably maybe another week, and that's it. I know Laurel's already closed down their turf course. That's why you got a lot of Laurel horses shipping up to Aqueduct to run on the turf.
All right. Well, have a good week. Hey, let's just have some fun here. Let's do a bonus pick.
On what?
Just for the heck of it, the Jets and the Giants.
I thought you were going to say LSU and Slappy Bama.
No.
The Jets and the Giants?
Yeah, let's do a bonus pick here.
Unlike you, I could pick teams I hate. I'm taking the Giants.
All right. Well, it's not teams that I hate because I love the Giants,
but there's certain teams you can't pick because you hate, like the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Well, no. The Cowboys never. The Eagles occasionally I pick. But I'm going to take the Giants as well.
Giants really have to do. Who's the home game? Is it the Giants or the Jets?
I don't know.
Well, there should be a lot of Giants fans there because Jet fans won't go. All you got to do is hang up like bed sheets around the perimeter of the field, you know, off the wall.
See ghosts.
This way, the Yarno or whatever his name is can see more ghosts, and it'll just help the Giants.
All right. Have a good weekend. I'll speak to you on Monday.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey.